not miss some of our students because I know how late some of our students wake up. But I'll wake up tomorrow morning, and then I'll fiddle around the house, work with the bees, or do something on the farm. But tomorrow's my day off. Tomorrow's my lazy day. But normally for me to have what I have to work. It's not like I can just say, what happens if you don't work for a few weeks? I don't pay the bills. I don't have the car. I don't have the house. I don't have groceries. Got to work. So again, when people, some people are lazy and they think, well, some people like to work. No one. Now, work does have a satisfaction and a fulfillment. I tell the kids all the time when we'd mow yards, I said, when you get to that yard, you ought to want to put a sign out there that says, mowed by the block crew, or mowed by so-and-so. By the way, you should want to go get someone to say, come in, drive by here. Yeah, I did that. There is a satisfaction in the work that you accomplish. But the truth is, all of us are lazy by nature. If we work, it's because we make ourselves work. Again, lazy people don't think about tomorrow. Number 11, you say, but block, you about done? Almost. Stay with me. Lazy people do not care for their house. Notice Ecclesiastes chapter 10. They don't care for their house. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 18 says, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Now, it said they had a house, just like he had a field earlier, and has the nettles and the fences all broke down. He has a house. But in time, that house falls apart. You know why? Because houses need maintenance. Now, by the way, you keep stuff painted, it lasts a long time. You don't let it paint, it rots really fast. Brother Perry replaces a lot of rot around roofs and stuff because water got in there. Water does a lot of damage to wood. But if the water runs off, it doesn't do the damage. Again, the lazy person doesn't care for their house. Number 12, the lazy person spends time with people of like character. Notice Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18 verse 9 says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Birds of the feather flock together. I mean, he hangs out. The lazy person hangs out with the waster. Number 13, and I'll be done. The lazy person believes their own lies, and they destroy themselves. Notice Proverbs 22:13, and we'll be done. I said he believes his own lies, and that destroys him. Slothful man saith in verse 13 of Proverbs 22, there is a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets. I can't go out there because I'll die. Now, truth is, unless you live in certain places, and there are certain places there might actually be a lion in the street, most places don't. Lions don't normally inhabit towns. They don't. That's not their normal place of habitat. I mean, when you look up, you say, Roblox, where's the different places? They might show you the countries lions live, but they don't usually show you the city that lions live. Unless it's in the zoo. And by the way, if we see a lion in our streets today, mark it down. They got out of the zoo. There's not lions around here. They're not even native to it. Now, you might find a mountain lion. You might find a bobcat. But probably not where you guys all live. You live out where I live. There are bobcats and there's coyotes and things like that. But the truth is, there wasn't any lion in the street. But again, he was making excuse because he didn't want to work. The lazy person believes in his own lies. Now, so he or she couldn't go out because if they go out, they're going to die. Do I want to die? No, I don't really want to die. So I can't work today because I'm liable to die. Now, I've heard people say this, Roblox, if I work too hard, it will kill me. I can tell you that there are far more people that die from this and the diseases that comes with the overweight for the lack of activity. Now, I realize that some of you might actually have a gland problem, but most of us that have this, it's not a gland problem, it is called a hand problem. We can't keep our hands away from our face, and it's usually not worrying about coronavirus. It's usually going, it has one route and it's to our mouths. But the truth is, very few people die. It is easy to get diabetes, and usually diabetes is associated with overweight. It's easy to get high blood pressure. It's usually associated with overweight or lack of activity. Now, you could work yourself to death, but there are far less people that work themselves to death than people who don't work themselves to death. Now, it's important for you to understand, God told you and I to work by the sweat of our brow. Sweat won't hurt you. It may stink a little bit. You may have to get a shower when you get home. My dad used to be funny. My mom didn't always think it was as hilarious as he did. My dad would be down working the pigs, get a little pig smell on him. He'd come back to the house, and my mom would say, you stink. My dad would go, smells like money. That's what my dad would say, smells like money, because that's how we paid the bills, was with the pigs. So he'd go, Smells like money. I don't know if money normally smells. Always did. I mean, the pigs was how we made the money. Folks come out to the farm sometimes and go, "Ew, Brother Block, it stinks out here." Yeah, because my cows do not have any good bathroom habits at all. I think they go out of their way to go to the bathroom when they're not supposed to. I think they have a meeting in the morning and say, "All right, whose turn is it today? Who wants to go poop on the sidewalk?" "Well, I did it last week." "Okay." I mean, I think they take turns pooping on my sidewalk. I mean, I only have sidewalk about as wide as this. The rest of it's inside the fence, but they go out of their way to poop or pee on the sidewalk. Or right there by the car or the truck, we'll go out to get in the door, and it's like you have to dodge the, I mean. But listen, most people, if you can teach your kids, if your mom and dad taught you one of the greatest lessons my parents taught me, they taught me many lessons. Brother George mentioned this morning. His dad taught him to work. I can tell you, parents, teach your kids to have character. Teach your kids to be a good Christian. And teach your kids to work. And by the way, if they're going to be a good Christian, you know what they're going to have to do? Work. You can't be good at anything unless you work. Work is something that, by the way, today is a dirty four-letter word. A lot of folks do not like to work. There are folks that try to figure out a way to make money without working. And there are some people today that make money with their mind. If you can make money with your brain, knock yourself out. But for those of us that don't have the big brain, we have to figure out how to make the money with our hands and our feet. But again, be a person of character and don't be lazy. Father, thank you for tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to realize you have a lot to say about laziness in the Bible. None of it was good. You kept mentioning that the lazy want stuff, they desire stuff, but they keep making excuses why they don't have stuff. I pray, Lord, you'd help Liberty Baptist Church. We already have a lot of hard workers here. I pray, Lord, you'd help our moms and dads and our young moms and dads that have kids. Help them, Lord, to continue the practice that Liberty Baptist Church and other churches like ours have through the years taught folks, and that is to be busy. Busy physically in labor, busy spiritually in labor, but busy. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to realize that you taught us in the Old Testament that work's a good thing. And labor is a good thing. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to realize tonight, not only should we labor to pay the bills, but we should labor for Liberty Baptist Church. And in so doing, we're laboring for you and honoring you. I pray, Lord, you'd help us when we make that money, that we'd also be faithful in tithing that money, giving back the part that we owe you.
Hello, friend. I'm Brother Nichols. I'm the pastor of Liberty Baptist Church here in San Antonio. We're located at 7421 Marbach Road, and I wanted to give you my personal invitation to come and be with us and visit us during any of the services. We have our Sunday school is at 9:45 on Sunday morning. It's followed immediately at 10:50 by the Sunday morning preaching service. Then at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, we have the evening service, and then at 7:30 on Wednesday night, our midweek Bible study. And we invite you to come and be with us for any of these services that you can. We sing the old hymns, the old gospel songs. We major on the teaching and the preaching of the 1611 King James Bible. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us. But whether you can visit with us or not, the most important thing is to know that you're saved and that your sins are forgiven and that you're going to heaven. So let me, if I might, just share the gospel, a quick, simple presentation of the gospel message. The Bible teaches, first of all, that all of us are sinners. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All of us, every human being, is a sinner. That's me, that's you, that's every one of us, dear friend. And the Bible teaches that because we're sinners, we owe the penalty of sin. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." That includes physical death, and it also includes what Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15 refer to as the second death, which is the lake of fire. It means that if I have to pay the penalty for my own sin, I'll have to die and spend eternity in this terrible place called the lake of fire, paying on my sin debt. But the good news of the gospel is that though I'm a sinner and owe this sin debt, that sin debt was paid for me and for you, dear friend, by the Lord Jesus Christ when he shed his blood and died on Calvary's cross. In Romans 6:23, the same verse that says, "For the wages of sin is death," goes on and says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So eternal life, salvation, heaven, is a gift from God. It's something that God gives to us freely. We cannot earn it. We cannot be good enough to deserve it. We cannot do anything for it. But God gives it to us freely, eternal life, through, the scripture said, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now the reason that God can give us this gift of eternal life through the Lord Jesus is because the Lord Jesus paid our sin debt for us when He died on Calvary's cross. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, I'm a sinner. I owe the wages of sin, which is death. Jesus was not a sinner. Therefore, He did not owe the penalty for sin, death, but He died anyway, and in dying, He paid the debt that He did not owe, but the debt that I owe, that you owe, that all of us as human beings owe, because we're sinners. Jesus paid the debt for us. Then 3 days later, He arose from the dead, proving that He has power, the power of life. And He said in John 14:19, "Because I live, ye shall live also." So understanding these things, that you're a sinner, that as a sinner you owe the sin debt, that Jesus paid that debt for you, Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." When I was 18 years old, I called upon the name of the Lord. I came as a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, calling upon His name, and asked Him to be my Savior and to give me His gift of eternal life. And dear friend, when I asked, He, in response to my asking, did just as He promised He would do. He saved me and gave me eternal life. If you've never called upon the Lord Jesus and asked Him for this free gift of salvation, I encourage you right now to bow your head and open your heart's door and let Jesus come in and ask Him to be your Savior and to give you salvation and eternal life. He promised that He would, that He'd save those who call upon His name. And if you've never called, I hope that you will right now. Trust Him as your Savior. Again, Liberty Baptist Church is located at 7421 Marbach Road. And we hope that you can come and visit with us. I hope to see you in church soon.